They were on their way up to Jerusalem, with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said, "and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him, and will spit on him, flog him, and kill him. Three days later, he will rise." Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Rabbi, teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." I repeat, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Has anything changed in 2,000 years? "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. And they replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with. But to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. And Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be the servant, and whoever wants to be first must be a slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give life as a ransom for many." Now, the word that was really impressed was the divine providence. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared. I want to give you a couple of scriptures to dwell on. Matthew 25:34. By the way, that was Mark chapter 10. Matthew 25:34. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." Take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. It's confirmed in Luke 2:31 and Luke 14:17. John 14:2 says, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. And I believe that many, many times we have a schedule and a coordinate that we perceive as godly. I believe these two disciples had a good idea. But even Jesus couldn't fulfill it. Why do you show up on a Tuesday and a Sunday? Is God preparing something special?
Amen.
Is he up to something? Has he got something up his sleeve? And the minute I saw the bread tonight, I could see it was a mouth. And I was reminded of what the Holy Spirit reminded me of this afternoon. We need to be remembered, reconnected to the King. And it's a kingdom of words that will either kill or destroy, depending on who is pushing the mouth. When you confess to your mom what you had, that sense, you gave an open door to the Holy Spirit to release healing in a deeper way than ever before, because you were confessing the healer without using his name. When you were placed in the place that God prepared you, someone was wise enough to be able to see it was God's preparation that did it. God's prepared a place for each of us. And it may not be what we would like it to be, or the traditions of men dictate it should be. I can just see the disciples when now the whole gang is against them. Do we really have to go back to Jerusalem? We don't want to go there. We know they want to kill all of us. They knew they wanted to kill Jesus, and Jesus was aware. He predicted it. It says, and he told them again, meaning there was not just one conversation about this, there was many. And yet, when it started to happen, they
they lost it. Even at the meal. And he said, one is going to betray me. Judas's tongue got him in trouble. He had already made a decision in his heart. No matter what the other two had done, he didn't think there was anything wrong. Was he deceived? Was there strong delusion? Yeah, there was. And I think sometimes we underestimate what God's plan is because there's a price that we're paid. The baptism that happened to Jesus happened to many. I'm not trying to scare you. I am saying, however, that there is a preparation that's been ongoing. And those of you who didn't feel the anointing tonight, I don't know, there's something wrong. But I felt it. It was so intense and so strong. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
But the mouth to declare to Jesus, I want to sit at your right and I want to sit at your left. And give us what we want. Were they anointed of the Spirit at that moment? Or was it flesh?
Flesh.
Pouring out. Is there any difference with them than with us? And I'm not trying to be critical of them or us. I'm just trying to tell you where we live. And a lot of times, the anointing comes and we hear something and it keeps us going for a little while. And then we start what? Gently going back down to the natural. And I'll confess to you, sometimes it happens so smoothly. And I say, my God, what happened? Why did I lose it? Take a good look at Judas. Did he get baptized?
Yep.
Did he confess Jesus as Lord?
Yep.
Yep. Did he cast out devils?
Yep.
Did he declare that he was righteous? I believe he did. Why did he get deceived? Peter. Basically the same thing. I'll never deny you in what? A few hours. The rooster crows. Our dependency is not on self. Our dependency is on our tongue confessing what he says about us and not what we feel. Because there are seasons where you're down underneath and you feel like you just crawled out from under the rug or hiding under it for another couple of days so you can survive the test. What I am saying is you're righteous by faith. Your mouth declared it on Sunday. You were dressed with robes of righteousness. You wear them well. Is there a next level? Yes, there's a baptism. And some of it is difficult. And I'm not going to start pointing the, you know, people out about who's in what. But I know some of you are in a struggle. And you're still here. And I say, praise Jesus. And there are some others out there that we've ministered to and continue to minister to and continue
continue to lift up before God. Lift your hands to this bread. Say, Lord Jesus, it's showing us the power of the spoken word. It will manifest in our hearts.
We need
grace for our tongue.
Our tongue
needs to be anointed.
With grace and favor.
And many, many blessings.
And let the darkness be pushed back.
As he was broken for us.
Let our brokenness bring others to heal.
We lift up the cup. The cup of salvation.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Washed away.
All our sin.
And manifested.
Immediately.
Our righteousness.
I am righteous.
And I declare it.
And I receive it by faith.
Because of the finished work of the cross.
Hallelujah.